This is Megan McCulloch, Research Manager at APQC. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe to APQC podcasts on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today, we're here with APQC's Principal Research Lead in Human Capital Management, Alyssa Tucker, to ask her if we can measure DEI inside of organizations. Welcome to the podcast, Alyssa.
Thank you so much, Megan. I'm excited to be here, and I love the question that we're going to be exploring today.
Oh, I can't wait to dig into this. So, Alyssa, can we even measure DEI? Like, is this a thing?
It is a thing. And we actually have had so many questions from the HR and other business leaders that we work with at APQC wondering, how do we measure DEI? We're being asked by our investors, for example, by our CEO to produce measures related to DEI. What do we do? What measures do we use? How do we do it? And so we've been doing a lot of research very much on this topic and looking back at survey work, interviews with DEI leaders, case studies. I would say yes, not only can we measure DEI, but we must measure DEI. So we can unpack that. Lots to say about, you know, why that is as well as what we can do.
Let's dig into the why. So it's emphatically yes is what I'm getting yes. from you. Very strong, all caps, yes. all the exclamation yes. points. Yes, yes, yes. 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 So why is this so important that we measure DEI?
So many reasons. One, very basic starting point. If you don't have a baseline understanding of where your organization is at when it comes to DEI, it's really hard to have a good roadmap for where you need to, you know, take action related to DEI. It's hard to know where to invest time and resources. So it's important to measure DEI as a starting point to inform your efforts going forward. Another reason it's critical to measure DEI is measures will help your organization, your leaders, your employees make progress towards goals that you have established. So if you can establish measurable goals that you're working to achieve as an organization or for a leader, for a manager, they're much more likely to understand what is expected of them, what it is that they need to do. And if you can tie those measures to recognition, rewards for leaders to, you know, promotions, ability to get promoted, then you're adding incentives. So you've got direction, measures can provide direction, but measures can also provide motivation to your organization. And then measures, you know, let you know where you are at different points in your DEI journey. DEI is something that you're always going to be doing. And it just takes a lot of time and a lot of work to undo a lot of the processes, the ways of thinking, the behaviors that are so ingrained in us. So measures can help us understand and communicate to employees, to investors, where we are at. We might be making, you know, progress might be slower than they would like, but we are making progress. The other thing is sometimes you're advancing towards a measurable goal and it doesn't go how you expected. And it's really important to be able to understand that, to be able to see, we thought by doing these three actions, we'd achieve this measurable goal, but we found we didn't. And here's what we learned in the process. And here's how we're going to adjust our goals and our roadmap going forward. So it's a really important tool for keeping yourself, your organization, your employees on the right track as you go along your DEI journey. So those are some really important, I'd add one more, and it is that measures give you the ability to benchmark. And benchmarking DEI is important because you want to know where your organization stands relative to talent competitors, because employees, potential employees are making decisions about where they're going to work, in part based on what they know about your organization's approach to DEI. And so measures are one way to demonstrate that. Benchmarking DEI is also important to understand areas where you maybe need to improve, as well as to get ideas for how to improve. So measures are the basis for starting those benchmarking efforts. So those are just a number of the, what I think are the really important reasons to be measuring DEI.
It makes me think of a previous conversation we had on that trust aspect of the relationship, right? And you mentioned that if you're not measuring, how do you know that something you implemented worked, mm-hmm. right? So oftentimes I think we could see organizations say, we've done these three things, we're done with DEI, but you don't know what impact it had because you didn't measure it. And then you may lose trust from your employees because they didn't see that impact, right? So how can you readjust and make sure that everyone is really seeing that DEI, right? Like, it's really all connected.
It's very much all connected. And I think we're in an environment where employees, rightfully so, are skeptical. A lot of companies have come out with some really big commitments related to DEI, and you know, employees are watching. They want to see progress. And if they don't see progress, they will feel that you're disingenuous. That can have a really powerful effect on their engagement and their motivation in your organization. So having those measures is just a great way to be able to communicate to your employees the progress you're making. And like I said before, you may not hit that measure, and that's okay, but you have a talking point with your employees. We didn't meet this measure, but we were working towards it. Here are the things that we did. Here's what we learned along the way, and here's how we're going to change things going forward. So it's not always about having this great, perfect DEI measure, you know, to show off. A lot of it is, it's just communicating your journey and your process to employees so they're there along the way with you and committed with you to doing the hard work.
It's so impactful to measurement. You're right. We absolutely should be doing this. So you mentioned goals earlier, right? Having goals, everyone's got goals on their dashboard. Mm-hmm. Organizations have dashboards on everything. Mm-hmm. So how do we align the DEI goals to day-to-day? What does that mean? How does that connect when you've got a dashboard number? How does that go into your day-to-day work in order to achieve those goals?
Sure. That's a great question. So when you have dashboard measures, whether it's your broader business dashboard that includes DEI measures because DEI is critical to your business, or it is your exclusive DEI dashboard that just features DEI measures, one of the ways to make sure that that translates into action, into motivation and day-to-day work is to ensure that employee, manager, senior leader performance plans tie in, that they link to that dashboard so that they have an actionable role towards, you know, moving the needle on that dashboard. And when it comes to managers and senior leaders, that connection is going to be tighter. And, you know, ideally there's some level of extra accountability there, whether it's an incentive, a part of their compensation, part of their performance review, or it's just a key criteria that is evaluated when you're making decisions about who is going to advance in the organization. That's an important way to have that measures on that DEI dashboard actually translate into day-to-day action.
Beyond the numbers, let's think about this for a second. So how do we've got goals in place. So it can be easy to focus on the numbers, but how do we get away from focusing on the numbers, which are important? That's why we measure, right? We said measurement's important.
Exactly.
But how do we go beyond that and turn the numbers into a culture in the organization where it happens naturally, where you're not always focused on the dashboard? How do we make that transition with our leadership or even with employees? How do we go from numbers to culture, to nurturing that culture?
Sure. I think it is in part starts with changing how we think about numbers. A lot of times when it comes to DEI, when we're talking about measures, we're talking about measures of representation. You know, how many different demographic groups, you know, how much are they represented within your organization? Who is it in your organization that is getting promoted or that is getting hired? And those are very important measures to track. But when we talk about numbers and measures in DEI, it's really going deeper and looking at not just representation, but inclusiveness, for example. And so in the research we've done and talking to organizations who are further along maybe than others in their DEI journey, they have devised ways to measure inclusiveness. So to measure whether employees feel like they belong, whether they're all employees feel like they're contributing and that they can thrive at the organization. So organizations have different ways of doing this. Often they will create what we call an inclusion index, and this can be crafted in different ways, but the data can be collected, for example, through engagement surveys. You might use organizational network analysis or employee sentiment analysis to really understand not only what do the numbers say about who is in our organization, but what do the numbers say about their day-to-day life in the organization? And I think that that is critical. That's one of the reasons we did this research, because so many organizations were feeling the need to go beyond those representation measures, but didn't know, can we do that? And if we can, how do we do that? And so for some of the, you know, the DEI leaders out there, that is something that they are working on. There's a lot of great innovation going on there as well. So I don't think that we've settled on an approach when it comes to trying to kind of quantify or measure inclusion, but it's definitely something that a lot of progress is being made on. But again, going to your point, Megan, about not just looking at numbers, there's a big piece of DEI that is really about having conversations and having relationships. And so it's not all, even with a great inclusion index on your dashboard, there's a limitation to that. You know, DEI measures can give you direction, they can build in accountabilities, but it's really those conversations, those relationships that are going to, as you mentioned, change that culture, build that culture of trust, build that organizational safety, you know, where everyone feels like they can belong and that they have the supports that they need to do their job well.
Bonus question here. What should companies be measuring? Like, are there specific measures that they can just go ahead and start calculating, counting on their dashboard today? Like, what are ones that they could put on their dashboard today that would be simple for them to just start measuring? How do they start their measurement?
So if you haven't done measurement at all, the representation measures are a great place to start. You know, looking at the different demographic makeups of your workforce, looking at that in terms of the different levels within your organization, looking at that in terms of movement within your organization and progression in terms of careers, looking at pay equity, for example. Those are some basic, I think, ways to get started. One of the findings of our research is that organizations who are having better results from their DEI programs, they have built in DEI measures across the whole employee life cycle. So they're looking at DEI in connection with recruiting, in connection with performance management practices, in connection with employee development practices. And so once you kind of get those basic demographic measures, then I go through the employee life cycle and look at what can we measure that tells us about whether the performance review process is equitable and inclusive. I go through all of those. And I think right there, you're going to have a lot to work with, a lot of interesting information. And from those data points, you can start having those conversations, which can really more richly shape where you're going, you know, what your roadmap and journey is going to be related to DEI.
Awesome. I always know measurement's important. That's what APQC does, right?
Exactly.
We measure all the things. We've got all the benchmarks. We've got our database of everything. But really the impact that it has on DEI and the conversations that it can foster, mm-hmm. right, would have a lasting impact on an organization looking to even just get started. It sounds like it's really simple to get started.
I do think it is simple to get started. Exactly. Sometimes when you're talking about getting started, it's really just, you know, making sure that your HRIS, your employee data is in order. And once you get that kind of cleaned up, then you can start reporting on some of those basic measures. And then really just working through that employee life cycle and looking at DEI in conjunction with each of those steps on the employee journey.
Oh, that makes me want to talk to you about strategy next, Alyssa. Oh, stay tuned for the next episode.
That sounds great.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on today's podcast, Alyssa.
My pleasure.
Once again, I'm Megan McCulloch. Thanks for joining us for this APQC podcast. Please go to apqc.org to learn more about our research, and we hope you have a great rest of your day.